Now, you would think that when Jesus came back to his hometown, everyone would be excited. He comes back to do mighty deeds there, to proclaim good news to him. But he seems a little different than the last time he was home, because now he's on his mission. But he's rejected his own fellow townspeople, some of his own family. They take offense at him. They're angry at him, even though he comes back home. Now, do you think when the New England Patriots, whether you like them or not, do you think when they came back to Boston after they won their sixth title, do you think that people in Boston and New England were angry at them? I don't think so. They're throwing a big parade for them. They're really happy that they're just crushing it in the Super Bowl all the time. So why are people upset with Jesus when he comes back to Nazareth? It's because he is carrying out not just any mission, not just a ball game. He is carrying out the will of God. He's bringing about the kingdom of God. And even though it's an invitation to everyone, you know what it demands? It demands conversion. It demands that something in my life has got to change. Because actually, I'm not just watching this game. I'm not just a spectator to God's kingdom. I'm called to be a participant. I've got plays to make. The Lord's going to give me the ball. I'm going to have to run with it. He's got a mission for me. And sometimes that's hard to accept, because that's a big challenge. Jesus shows us that the most important thing isn't the town we come from, not our nationality, it's not our race, our intelligence, not how popular we are that matters. The most important thing is that we are followers of Jesus. My hope for all of you in this church, especially our students, our hope is that one day, as you get older, as you go to high school and college, I would hope that people who get to know you would talk about you to others and say, "Oh, Katie, Greg, Stella, Rose, oh, she's a Christian. She follows Jesus." My hope is that that will be one of the first things that they say about you, because you are so in love with the Savior. Now, that means that sometimes we're going to get rejected like Jesus did. Paul Meeke and his 25 friends who we celebrate today, they were killed for their faith. That's why I'm wearing red today. They were killed for it. And Paul Meeke, he was killed in Japan by other Japanese. He was a countryman to the people who killed him. He was of the same nation. He grew up with them, and yet they killed him. Why? Because even though he loved his country, Japan, he said, "There is something greater. The kingdom of God is greater. And Jesus is my king. My country, my nation is heaven. That's who I'm going to live and fight for. I'm going to worship God and nothing less." I'm happy to be an American. I love this country. I love my family who came from Italy and Germany many years ago. I'm happy to be part of the city of Roseville now as one of its workers and residents. But most importantly, I hope that when people see me, whether I have these robes on or not, I would hope that my love for Jesus would be so apparent that people would say, "Oh yeah, that guy? Yeah, he follows Jesus. He's a Christian. He's a Catholic. He lives differently." Whether we are liked or loved for that or not, may all of us be known as followers of Jesus who live for God's kingdom, most of all.